The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, new figures supplied to the Minister for Justice have shown a 15% drop in drug searches across the country last year compared to 2022. However, certain regions suffered much larger drops, including the southern region, which saw 30% fewer searches. And in the capital, five of the six Garda regions saw a drop, while Dublin North Central saw an increase in searches. Now, it comes as the Garda Representative Association is sounding the alarm once more about the number of Gardaí retiring in the coming years, which they say is part of the reason for the fall in the number of searches. Joining us now is Dublin City Councillor Janet Horner, Cathaoirleach of the Green Party. Janet, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, this is one particular aspect of policing, but it is a straw in the wind, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think what is really interesting in the figures that were released there is that there is an increase in searches in the North Dublin region for the Gardaí. So that is where a huge amount of the issues have been manifesting. I mean, I think when we talk about drug interventions as well, we know that drug searches are only like the tip of the iceberg. What we're trying to see across the board is a much wider, more informed approach to health-based approach to how we want to address drug addiction and drug consumption in the city and see lives really turned around from that point of view. So it is, I mean, it depends on what side you're coming from here and how you want to look at this. Ensuring that we'd see less drug consumption behaviours on the city, having a Garda presence, which we have seen an increase of in the North Inner City and the North Dublin across the board, clearly does have some impact on that. But I think the wider piece that is missing from those kind of reports is that health-based intervention approach and the increase in services that are related to that. One of the other things that might be relevant to that, for example, is we've seen the opening of the supervised injection facility in Merchants Quay and other increase in services that are desperately needed to support people in addiction.
Okay, now you're saying it's quite obvious more Gardaí means more searches. But the question of how people, ordinary people who are not snorting cocaine, who are not injecting heroin into their bodies, ordinary people are affronted by the conspicuous consumption in Dublin City of those drugs. They just don't want it. They don't want to smell weed everywhere they go. They don't want to look down a lane and see people injecting. And that's routine, certainly in this part of the city from where I speak.
And I think maybe the issue there that you mentioned of cocaine is an interesting one, because most of the time cocaine is consumed in more private ways and by more, as we know, middle class consumers. Whereas a lot of the time when we're talking about on street searches, we are talking about the visible people in a desperate health crisis of addiction. And that is a lot of the time what people are affronted by. So, you know, we have to be a little bit clear on what we are trying to tackle when we are talking about drug addiction issues across the board here and what we want our Gardaí to face.
I mean, there are those in chronic addiction and even heading in that direction who do need a health intervention. But there's also the question of what we want to see for our capital city. Do we really want to see people local to here in St. Stephen's Green, for example, on a summer's day, smoking a joint? Do we want to see that? Is that acceptable, or is it something that where there should be a Garda intervention?
I think, you know, we can argue that a few different ways. Like, you can joints remain illegal, and I think a lot of the time, if Gardaí do find people, they will seize them. But, you know, I think hopefully we have seen the Gardaí also take a more constructive interventionist approach at some points, where they are saying they are more concerned with recognising the intervention of dealers and dealers who are exploiting people, and that that's where they should be directing their efforts when it comes to drug-targeted work. We have in Dublin seen the increase in high visibility patrolling on the streets. There are more Gardaí out on the beat now over the last 6 months or so. Everybody in Dublin can see that. That generally goes down very well. That does result in, as the figures have shown, a slight increase in the number of searches and seizures that are happening as a result there. But when you come to actually wanting to tackle what is a serious issue of addiction in Dublin, the way we want the Gardaí to focus their efforts and focus their operations, besides just intervening at the end user, is to actually target where the dealers are coming from, and they are often part of exploitative and criminal networks.
Janet, there are different levels of policing, therefore. I mean, you do want to get to the godfathers of drug distribution, the people who are inflicting so much harm in terms of the hard drugs, and even so-called recreational cocaine, which does inflict huge amounts of harm. And we learned in recent days that more and more women are becoming chronically addicted to cocaine. But then there's at the other end, which you talk about, you know, the end user. Do we really want a city, maybe like Lisbon, where people are strolling around the place, smoking joints wherever they wish, without any fear of any intervention by anybody? Is that the kind of city you want?
I think at the city level, like, that isn't the kind of city we have. It is illegal, but it is also very prevalent. I think, you know, the wider issue of how much you want to decriminalize cannabis is a wider, is a bigger conversation. It is one of the least harmful of all the illegal drugs that we are using at the moment. It is arguably less harmful than alcohol. So, you know, when we have open alcohol consumption and a lot of the effects of that, that is a wider national level conversation. The conversation for the Gardaí at the moment is more focused on the fact it is illegal. It is as it stands at the moment, and they are seizing it where they're about, where they are on patrol. And you can see a very clear difference in figures between where the Gardaí are doing high visibility patrolling, which is in the Dublin area, where you've seen an increase in seizures, versus where they are not. They have had to redirect forces away from many of the other parts of the rest of the country in order to address the level of issues that are experienced in Dublin at the moment, and that has resulted in a decrease. So, you know, I mean, I think it is what you're seeing there is more the consequences of whether you have Gardaí on the beat on a regular basis or not, rather than necessarily on a national strategy of how they're going to deal with seizures.
But I'm pursuing you just to try and figure out what should a guard do when he or she walks past someone, maybe a couple of people who are there smoking a joint. What should they do? Ignore it?
No, I think I don't think they do for the most part at the moment. I think they probably do pick people up and they do say that they're illegal. But I mean, it's whether you want, for the most part, giving someone a criminal record for smoking a joint may not be the appropriate way to kind of effectively tackle drug use in Ireland. I guess that's what I'm saying, that when you're pursuing cases, you can seizing or taking away joints or cannabis when people have them on them is one thing. Pursuing through the courts people who have used them may be another issue.
When I said at the beginning, a straw in the wind, I mean, this is one aspect of policing. There are more aspects of street crime than simply people using and abusing drugs, injecting themselves publicly and all of the rest. There's e-scooter crime, which is increasing all the time, the snatching of mobile phones. So if the Gardaí are saying that they're going to have a shortage and more people are retiring, it's more attractive to get out of the guards than get in, which has been a mantra of the GRA for quite a while, and it's one I don't like because it's kind of putting people off joining the Gardaí, and if they put people off, then their manpower problem will become more acute. So it's that question of trying to keep the streets habitable, safe and enjoyable for citizens and visitors alike. And there are all sorts of elements to that need for policing.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the getting across the board, I think everybody has agreed we want to see more people brought into the Gardaí. We want staying in the Gardaí to be an attractive long-term career for people. So it's both an issue of recruitment and retention there. There are major issues there, you know, and we can see that despite that exists across the country. In the Taoiseach's Task Force report, it was a recommendation that we would have an increase of 1,000 Gardaí in Dublin alone to ensure that we can have a high visibility presence on the streets, as well as the ability to kind of do the background work that is so necessary in Garda enforcement. But so we know we have a huge issue there in terms of recruitment and retention of the Gardaí. I think there is something that we really need to look at. And I think, you know, that I think every level appreciates the importance of that and why we need to ensure that we can get more people into the Gardaí. I think the other thing that is really important is recruitment from communities that are being served and enforced. So I represent the North Inner City in Dublin. There's a huge issue in recruiting people from the North Inner City into the Gardaí as well, so that it is people from the communities who are able to be policing their own communities.
Okay, have you analyzed the problem? I mean, there are loads of ads routinely every year for people to join the Gardaí. Is it that there is some sort of discrimination against people from those populations, or is it that they don't have the qualifications that the Gardaí lay down for entry?
I think a lot of the issue there is trust in and that people from communities may feel, from certain communities may feel that the Gardaí are not an entity that is they have a lot of trust in. And that comes from a kind of historic basis of whether the Gardaí have been on the side of the communities or whether they've sort of been seen as a kind of pursuing the communities or maybe unfairly persecuting some communities. So we know we've had issues with that in the past, and I think that is something that it is really important that, you know, I think and I will say that I know a lot of the Gardaí in this area are working really, really hard to change that approach and to change the relationship between the communities. It's why community policing is so important, and having that relationship that everybody in local areas should know a local guard, should have somebody who they can call on when it's a, you know, there's soccer matches that need extra support and things like that. Like the basic level of community work that Gardaí have had a role in, and unfortunately has been very severely impacted by a kind of redirection of Garda resources. But I think we really want to see more Gardaí going into that community policing element.
Now, some of the texts coming in, it's just gone 9 a.m, Dublin 17 in North Dublin. There are already five dealers on my road and a steady queue of addicts waiting to buy crack and opioids. This is the norm every day. They'll be here until 9 o'clock this evening. No Garda will bother them as it's not seen from the main road. It's horrific what our kids have to see every day. And this is going on for 2 years now. It's not a new thing. David says you don't even have to look down a lane patch. You can see drugs on Merchant's Quay all day, every day. And drug users could escape criminal prosecution if they offer up the name of their dealer, who in turn is offered lower punishment if they offer up information leading to the arrest and prosecution of the so-called bigger fish. There are definitely more guards on the street, but other than bothering very vulnerable drug users at times, they're certainly not stopping the widespread use of cannabis and cocaine, no matter how many of them there are. Every pub toilet, every street corner. While we find open drug consumption and dealing are an affront, it's the tragic impact of drugs that's most disturbing. I'm driving 43 years and see drug-fueled dangerous driving daily. RTE's Impact documentary that you highlighted this week showed horrific loss of three lives and the effect on the families of all the victims. We need to get real at how drastic the issue is. That's from Marie and Rahini. Plenty of people consuming pints on the streets of Dublin city centre yesterday. Not one whiff of cannabis, says that texter. Violent crime is on the rise in all parts of Dublin. The perpetrators don't care. No consequences for most of them. I'm honestly less bothered by people being stoned than those with knives and hammers. And of course, we saw very severe sentences handed down to those men yesterday on foot of the torture of an unfortunate woman who was in an individual's house who was sentenced and only saved by the arrival of a Garda who was there to serve a summons on the occupant of that house. And even though five white Irish people have done such a terrible thing, were there any protests, any riots about that kind of behaviour from people within our own community? The answer is no. Vancouver, Seattle, Denver, San Francisco, the smell of cannabis permeates the fabric of the streets. Please do not turn our cities and towns into these places. Have coffee shops, etc., to cater for this recreation, if that's what we want. But polluting streets now that the dirty buses have gone is not the way to go. Has Pat gone over the Rosie Hackett Bridge lately? A body doesn't walk over that bridge. They float because of the cloud of weed that hangs over it. And on the health issue, try selling your house when you have a cannabis user living right next door and the smell is seeping through your walls. We did sell eventually, but lost a couple of bidders and it cost us a lot of stress.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.